Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tabletop Escapades. Just because I think it's fun, this is a night sesh.
Night sesh.
We are recording this at 10:03, so...
No checks.
I think he's in the other room. He's checking.
Yeah,
he's checking.
Can you just see him pop up?
For night sessions, Bloodworth checks that there are no checks. Yeah.
He just wants us to have some fun tonight. Yeah.
So last time on Tabletop Escapades, it was an RP heavy episode. We had a lot of conversations with Doros. And you kind of saw more of his perspective. You did what you could to bury what was left of his comrades. The other important RP thing of note that should be brought up is Kata is going through a lot of weird stuff emotionally right now with his faith and just his whole identity and what he's going to do.
Because of Pomper.
Yeah, Pomper is definitely wrapped up in it for sure. And what's going on with Lingua. But we are in the end game. I feel like I've felt that way for 20 episodes. But we are in the end game now, and you guys are hopefully going to Tataka. You are hoping that this armor that Tataka is using to create new Death Knights from the people that he used to live with, you're hoping that by going into that armor, you will be transported to him directly, and we'll see if that's the case. Now, I know Therese... You were kind of the one that initiated this plan, that you were being teleported. I think it was you and Villiand, I want to say?
And Zemnar.
Zemnar, I think it was you three.
I remember there were three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you three kind of all quickly don the armor, and you do get kind of lifted up in the sky. And you have a few seconds where you're just kind of flying. So I don't know if that is an enjoyable or terrifying experience for your characters. But as you saw with the armor, you do kind of phase out of existence, and you get teleported to a new place, and you all get teleported. There's a lot of teleporting in this show. You get teleported to where an area that looks like Tataka's realm before. If you remember, he was kind of in this city that was very fine, and there were a lot of buildings all over the place. You are now kind of on, like, in what looks like some sort of dungeon, some sort of castle interior. The ground is, like, very smooth, almost like it's made of granite. And there are torches hung on the wall. But something is a bit odd. When you appear in this room, and it is a small square room, you kind of, the armor just kind of flies off of you and it gets suspended in the air. You can move freely. You are not impaired or damaged, but something about the armor showing up in this place has caused a disturbance. And this isn't the only sign that you see of it. When you look at the flame coming from the torches, it is also frozen in the air. And that stone, that smoothness that's covering the walls, that looks really nice and clean, bits and pieces of it are broken, almost like somebody was picking at it. And you can see, like, little crumbs of that crumbled exterior all around you. And you're kind of taking this scene in, and as you're taking it in, your other comrades appear. In the armor, so it does seem like they have followed you here.
Did you say there were doors or windows or stairs or anything?
I did not comment on that, but there are two doors.
Okay.
There is a door to your left, about 15 feet away. It is a wooden and iron door. And what's interesting about this door, so it has a big lock on it, a big iron lock, and there's also bars near the top of the door that you could look through.
Oh.
The other door, so that door is to your left, okay? There's a door right in front of you that looks like it's locked with giant metal plates. So there are three metal plates, one coming from the right, one coming from the left, and another one coming from the right. And it looks like it's basically closing it off. You don't know how you could open it. But much like the door to the left, there are iron bars that you could look through.
I will look through the door on the left.
On the left. Okay.
The one with just the lock.
Okay. So you go over to the door on the left, and you look through the iron bars, and you actually see a hallway. And it's very short. It's actually like less than 10 feet. Let's say it's 7 feet long. It's about 10 feet wide. On the left and right walls, there are two torches. The flames are frozen in time. And there is another wooden door that looks almost identical to the one that you're looking through now at the end of the hallway. However, I would like you to make a perception check.
That's a 20.
Okay. Something that catches your eye after you get the basics of this hallway is you look, and underneath the torch, actually a large part of the floor is broken off. And underneath, you can see this kind of pink, almost like fleshy, muscly looking substance underneath. And it seems like it's pulsing.
G. It's Bergen.
Yeah, I mean, kind of what G looks like. It's, yeah, it'd be, sure.
Yes.
After you go over to the door, Doros does speak up.
Ooh.
And he says, we should be on our guard. I can somehow sense that Tataka is here. And that much like he did to our people, he has changed this place.
I would like to cast Foresight on myself.
Okay.
Nice. Did we check the other door?
Not
we
yet.
Did not.
Okay. Does it look like the other one, or does it look completely different?
So it has the bars that you can look through, like the door on the left,
okay,
but it is locked up by those three plates that I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
I know it was a lot of description, so please ask if you need anything clarified.
Gotcha.
How tall is the room?
The room is actually pretty tall. You have a good amount of room to work with. I would say it's like 15 feet tall.
Okay. Therese would go and look through the other door if nobody else has yet.
Sure. Yeah, it seems like you and Zemnar can go together and look through.
Peeking.
So you also see a hallway, but this one doesn't have a door at the end, so you can actually see past the hallway. And it seems like the hallway leads to a more open-ended room. And you see something very interesting. You see almost like this glass cage, except it's not glass. It's like this kind of opaque material that you can't see through, and you're not sure what is inside of this kind of walled-off thing. However, we can get into the particulars of what your characters would recognize in a second, but just for the sake of convenience, both of you see what can only be described as an angelic warrior, and I mean this in a literal sense. You see a basically an angel holding a sword, a very strong man holding a sword with angelic wings, kind of, it seems like, guarding this cage, whatever inside of it, and he's on the left corner. What is interesting, though, is much like the flame from the torch, this creature seems to be frozen at the moment.
Can anyone break locks quietly?
I didn't tell you guys this, but I might know how to pick a lock if you give me some time.
Well, get to work on that left door, I guess. I'll look at these metal plates, see what we can do. I'll examine the metal plates.
How's Kata doing?
Kata?
Dead.
So the rest of you, right, you're in this new place. You're in this strange place. You're not sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're all very much on alert. Kata is, his back is pressed against the wall, and he's sitting down. And he's just looking at the floor. He seems very detached from the rest of you and what's going on. But, Pomper, by asking that question, you notice that the wall above where Pomper, or not, sorry, or above where Kata is sitting, bits and pieces of it are broken off. So there are holes there.
Okay.
Hmm.
They're not pulsing, are they?
Oh no.
You better peek in those holes.
Before I do that, though, I check on Kata.
Okay. So what would you like to do? You like to go over and talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just say, hey, Kata, you hanging in there?
Kata want to believe, but maybe Kata not know enough to believe with whole heart.
Hey, Villian.
Yes.
Will you just help Kata understand?
What is it, Kata? Tell me.
Maybe I believe in Lingua to make self feel better. Maybe I do it for selfish reasons.
No, of course not. Of course not. Kada, I witnessed you praying to Lingua yourself and making us all glow with a holy light. That was selfless.
It was, Kata.
It felt good.
Of course it did. You are close to Lingua.
I just... so much power and... so... little I know. Villian.
Mm.
If... we make it through... with Tataka... will you... teach me more about...
Of course, Kata, of course I will. And to tell you the truth, I have much to learn on my own.
Me too. I want to join you guys.
We learn together?
Yep.
You are welcome.
Do you think Zemnar join us?
Of course he would.
What'd you say?
He will, of course, have to take care of his family, but...
do you think we can be holy family?
Yes, of course, Kata, but there is a... Zemnar has a beautiful wife and children, and that is a different kind of family.
Therese turns around from the door and just looks at everyone and says, like, don't you think we have bigger things to deal with right now than Kata's crisis of faith?
No.
This is a beautiful moment.
We are talking about Lingua here.
We're trapped in a jail cell.
Lingua
There's
is
an
the
angel
only way out.
The door.
Lingua is the only way out.
The elf is
an
right.
Angel. Wait, an angel?
This building is alive and there's an angel through that
Show
mirror.
Me this angel!
Look through the door!
What is this?
It's not an angel.
We are...
demon!
We are in the lair of somebody of unfathomable power. Keep your voices down. We can have the touching moments in just a second. Be ready for battle!
Hey, this
be
might
quiet.
Be the only chance we get for a touching moment. We could all be dead in the next minute.
Well, then the touching moment won't matter, will it? Yeah. Touching moments are for when you're out of danger.
Hurry up, move!
Palvin!
Palvin, you be quiet.
So I just to let everybody know, I did roll a lockpicking check for yeah. Moof.
I thought that was a Moof or a Palvin noise check.
No.
Oh, no.
Guards
I,
here.
I did roll a one.
Ah.
Sick. Moof, you babbling fool!
Palvin!
Shush! I don't believe he knows how to pick locks!
Well.
Well, it turns out I'm not, not much of a thief there.
That's okay, it's an evil... it's an evil activity. I don't approve of it in any ways.
Yeah, there you go. Shouldn't have even done it in the first place. We're going to have to come up with another option to get through this door, I think.
We got one.
I'm going to look Ooh. Through those holes or whatever.
All right, well.
That are above Kata?
Yeah.
Villian?
Yes?
Why don't you break that lock right off?
Okay.
It's your hammer.
Sure.
Don't you think we maybe should be quiet?
Well, listen, lady, we don't got a choice. We're stuck in here. There's some gross... big thing going on. I don't like it. We gotta get out of here.
I wish I had my bird with me.
You are seasoned adventurers, yes?
That's right.
Yes, of course we are.
If you are banging on a door with a hammer, whatever is in the room next to it, want to be alerted? I think we should only use noise as a last resort.
Well, listen here. They're all frozen in time or something. It's okay. It's like they're gonna wake up.
I think it's safe to assume they already know we're here.
Inquisitive.
This angel is so strange. He does appear to be frozen in time.
Stay away from it. We don't know what it is, but God, it serves.
Could so be you, evil. You want to investigate the holes above Kata, right?
Sure.
Okay. So without needing to roll whatsoever, you can tell that the holes are getting larger, that there are the holes and then there are cracks forming from the holes, and it seems like the wall, this sort of like smooth castle wall, is crumbling. But I also need you to make a perception check.
Do anyone else notice this? Does anyone else notice this happening?
So, yeah, I guess the way that I described it was pretty dramatic, but like the cracks are getting, okay. They are getting larger, but it's not like they're,
okay.
It's kind of slow.
Because I was about to full-blown panic.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, it's not like, oh, it's caving in. Okay. It's not like that, yeah.
I just remembered that I can cast Find Familiar as a ritual, which means it doesn't take an hour.
How long does that take? What's a ritual?
10 minutes, maybe?
Better start casting.
There's no time, Therese, for your rage.
Yeah, break it down.
19.
Okay, great.
Oh, nice. Oh, it takes 10 minutes longer?
So, Huber, what you look, hell? And whatever substance is behind the wall is slightly pulsing. But you see something else as well.
An eyeball.
You see etchings, like, that are kind of there, like markings, and they seem to be not natural markings, like somebody carved these lines in. Unfortunately, because the holes are still small, you can't really tell what they were getting at, but there was something there.
Okay. Is there a way to make the hole bigger to read the markings better while being quiet?
I can't just give you that information, unfortunately.
I want to try and like pry some of the wall loose. I want to see if there's any weak spots in the wall where I don't have to like hammer it off, or if I can just like kind of peel some off quietly.
Yeah. So to tell you. Like, you can naturally surmise that, like, hey, just, like, tapping at where the cracks are forming, it's going to be weaker than if you go to a section of the wall that isn't crumbling.
Okay.
So that you can piece together. And so you can try to take your weapon and try to, like, slowly peel it off without doing too much damage. You will need to make a check for that.
Okay. Can I use my arms?
Yeah, you can. Okay. Are you just trying to like pick at it with your claws?
Yeah. Sure. Trying to like peel it away.
Yeah.
Just because I figured it'd be quieter than like.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you make a dexterity check for this, please.
This is horror to me. This is truly creepy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Don't pick at this wall.
Sit back there, boss.
I know.
It's a 9.
Okay. The good news is that you do peel off a large chunk of the wall.
Nice.
The problem is that you give it a little bit too much oomph, and you actually, like a huge slab of the wall, you kind of lose control, and it falls off and actually lands on your foot, causing a bit of damage, and your foot really hurts. And as it falls on the ground, there's a loud thud, a loud bang, and it makes a lot of noise.
Also, is there more pink flesh from where he peeled it off?
There is, yeah. So it's there's kind of the same muscly substance that I said behind the wall, but you can tell that somebody wrote a message. So there's sentences, you can never really peel together, there are sentences kind of etched into this wall for one reason or another.
Into the meat?
Into it, and it's bleeding. Yeah, it's like somebody just took a knife and carved these words into the muscly substance.
No!
How much can we see? What letters can we make out?
So, I need, to tell you if you can make it out, I need to know what languages you speak.
Ooh. Infernal and Common is what
do
I have.
Do you speak Infernal?
I do too.
It is literally Infernal.
Okay. Sick. I do too.
Yes. And my next question was, can I read it, yes or no? And then obviously I can't. So then I would say, hey, can anyone language, read this?
The language is Infernal. So if you can speak that.
I can, yeah. It's, yeah. Remember it's we talked to that something. Demon or something? And the demon used swear words.
So really, yeah.
What does it say?
It's been some time. since I took my Inferno classes.
So, Villian, it's actually pretty beautiful
that
you can read this. And this is, I think, maybe one of the most disturbing things that you've read in your life.
Whoa.
So here's what comes out. In this holy chamber.
In this holy chamber.
Of Lingua.
Of Lingua.
You must keep the balance.
You must keep the balance.
What does that mean?
Lingua. Now that is correct, right? I'm reading it correctly.
Yeah.
Gotta see.
Hey, wait
balance.
A minute. Why is a message about a holy Lingua chamber written in a
language of demons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Lingua, nice, holy, good.
Of course he is.
Yeah,
Kata,
it's a trick.
Course.
Therese has.
Is this trick of Tataka?
It's a trick.
Yeah, he's getting in our heads.
Therese has a big old smile on her face. See, you don't know everything.
Therese, have you ever seen such a creepy wall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Out in the hallway.
This sort of living castle truly terrifies me.
Ben, you said on the left door through the there was another door with a cage or the bars.
Yeah, it's a short hallway.
Can I see how well can I see into that room?
Would you like to go over and look?
I mean, I'll look through the bars. It's locked still, right?
Yeah.
Just to be clear,
you can try to. I see what you're saying. Trying to look through both sets of bars.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you make a perception check, but just on your way to the door, really quick, Doros says, the temperature has dropped. It's getting colder in here.
Find the balance.
What do we do then, Tiger Man?
That's like a 30.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? I thought you knew this guy.
29.
I am a warrior.
Well,
whatever nonsense... unholy things he's doing. I don't understand.
How many of us are there?
What?
Let's split up.
No.
Each go on opposite sides.
We're only in one room. We're trapped.
I'm working on it.
Sorry, did you make a perception?
29.
Check? Okay. So, unfortunately, just the height that the bars are at, you can't really see anything that's on the ground, so you don't know what's... in that room, but you're kind of staring at a moment, and you're kind of like slightly shifting your position to try to get a better look. And all of a sudden, a skull appears to just be floating in the air. In its eye sockets are some sort of jewels, and it seems to be staring blankly in your direction. But it doesn't seem like it's seen you yet. It seems like it's just kind of scanning.
And is that behind the first set of bars or the second?
Set
okay.
Of bars.
Okay.
Where the angel was?
It is in
the angel's
room
on the right.
Oh, okay.
It's in the next room.
The room that matches our room, theoretically.
And just to be clear, Ben, there's nothing in the room that we're in except for the two doors.
There's the writing.
Yeah.
And there's the two doors.
Okay.
The only other thing is... the armor that you came in is suspended in the air, broken
right. And there are
pieces.
Torches.
And there are torches, yes.
Does the skull, is the skull like the skull that we fought on the boat above the water? Is it like big? Or is it a regular human-sized skull?
It looks very similar to that.
Oh, that skull wrecked us.
All right, let's
bad.
Let's not do
guess
that.
I won't be porting over there.
Unless Doros is OP.
You got porting now?
He's heading himself up as a warrior.
I will say, Therese, the skull turns away and goes back inside the room.
Okay.
Port over to that angel and open the door for us.
Can I tell if the Can I tell if the room is the same size as the room we're in, the skull room?
You can't. No.
Can't tell.
Your visibility is limited enough that you can't tell.
Sure. And the three metal panels on the other door, are they just like backing for a lock or something? Can I not tell what they are from this side? On the right door.
On the door. It's just the way that it is it's like there's a door and then these metal plates are kind of like preventing you from accessing it at all. Like there's no handle or anything. You don't know what these metal plates are covering, but it just seems like they're positioned in such a way that you can't easily get through. Like, somebody put these plates here on purpose to prevent access.
Okay.
Not saying you can't get through them.
Sure.
Just, that's the intention.
But the top of the door is just bars again, right? On
the,
that side?
The bars are like, imagine you have the door and the bars are near the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to reach my arm through the bars and feel the other side of the door.
Sure.
See if there's like a latch or something.
The door that is all plated up?
Yeah.
So you reach your hand through the door and you kind of scan and it feels very smooth. And all of a sudden you hear this like puff sound, this like squirting sound, this like psh, psh, psh.
Oh no, come on.
And you notice
that I pull my hand back right. Immediately. Yeah.
You notice that yellow, just a bit of yellow gas is filling up the hallway leading to the open area with the cage.
And the angel.
And the angel.
Great. All right. It seems like there is a poisonous gas trap in the hallway outside this door, maybe. Wait. Door feels smooth.
Can we not get poisoned, right?
Right, we can't be poisoned.
Oh.
Gas mask.
Move. Keep working on that lock on the left door. Viliand, you can't be poisoned. Is that correct?
That is correct. Kada, because of Lingua.
That's right.
Because I'm a holy man, poison cannot harm me.
Can I be poison?
I believe you could, Kada.
Yeah, he hasn't taken poison class yet, though.
Someday when you decide to take a class and...
That's you, too.
So, yes. Lingua doesn't love me?
Lingua, of course, loves you, but Lingua's powers are complicated, difficult to harness.
Viliand.
Yes?
Would you like to come with me out of this room?
Of course, Therese. Shall I slaughter this false angel?
Let's...
You hear a click.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And Moof goes, I think I got it.
Oh, nice, Moof.
Okay.
I only had a couple more lockpicks.
All right. Just
freaking Elder Scrolls.
Everybody hold your horses then. Moof, why don't you try to open the door?
Pelvin,
be careful.
Pelvin rolls his eyes.
Is there anything on the other side here? Or should we be worried?
The other room has...
Just open it, Moof!
Pelvin, please!
All right, I'll open it. I'll open
the other
it
room
slowly.
Has a very dangerous foe inside, so don't open that door, and the hallway may have traps.
He kind of takes a step back, and he just slowly pushes the door open, trying to be as careful as possible and trying not to make any noise.
All right.
And it's good? We're all right?
We're okay.
Oh.
I'm going to go look in the other room. I'll be right back.
All right, be careful.
And so that room is just a hallway with more torches that just leads to another door, right? There's nothing
Correct.
Else in that
yeah.
room? Okay.
Yes. I go invisible, and then I'll go toward the hall very carefully looking for traps.
So I know that you're obviously making a point to conceal yourself. I'm assuming... With this effort that you want to move stealthily.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm also going to need you to make a stealth check.
That'll be a 18.
Pretty good rolls today.
Yeah, doing all right until you said that. Now I'm cursed.
Just kidding. I need about 15, 20 seconds just to double check something.
Now I'm nervous.
2.
You know what's weird about this episode?
Huh.
Nobody has, like, sang a song.
Give it 10. How many years is our Lingua Academy is what I want to know. 8 years? 7?
It's got to be at least 6, right?
6? 5?
Man, I don't know. Like, we've been doing this our entire lives.
I suppose, yeah, it's like...
Well, we're graduates.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... K-12.
It's a lifetime commitment.
Yeah.
But he can cut in like at fourth grade or something. He can just come in.
Yeah.
Because he's got like some basics.
Yeah. And, yeah. He's got some advanced techniques.
He got some techniques.
You said your stealth was 18 or 19?
18.
Okay. You slowly creep up to the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get on your tippy toes and you look through the bars.
Mm-hmm. Invisible again.
Invisible. Yeah. You're right. You look through and you notice that the skull that was looking through is indeed just floating through the air. Seems to be enveloped in a light blue smoke. It is not facing you. You're looking at the back of its skull head. And it somehow, without any body that it's attached to, opens a door that is so, like, you're at the south of the room. It's opening a door north of you.
Okay.
It opens the door, it goes through, and it closes it. So no. It's no longer in the room.
Is that room a mirror to that other room?
It is. It seems like it's almost identical in size to the room that you started in. However, there's a pretty big difference. The center of the room, and pressed against the back of the wall, but it's long enough that it kind of goes to the center of the room, looks like some sort of bed. And it's just really the best way to describe it. You know, in Snow White, kind of the thing that she uses to sleep in? It looks like that. And you see something that resembles Tataka lying in it, hands crossed over his chest. He seems to be wearing some sort of strange clothing that you've never seen him wear and you've never seen anywhere of any style. It's some new strange style. The interesting thing about Tataka is, much like this crumbling area that you're in, bits of him are crumbled as well.
Oh.
Like his pinky on his left hand is just a bone. Like he hasn't, it's like he hasn't fully formed yet. Right by him, there is a giant, like, crank made of gold. And underneath him, there is a tube that is running outside of the room. There's no door, but there's like this tube, and there's this blue light substance in it that's going from where he's lying and kind of going into the center of the room. Above this bed that he's laying on, there's some sort of meter. It's like this pendulum that right now is all the way on the left and seems locked in place. But it seems like there's room for it to swing all the way over to the right.
And can I see into the tube? Is there a substance that's moving in a direction, or is it?
There is a substance inside of it. It seems like it should be moving, but like other things in this place, it is currently frozen.
Are Tataka's eyes closed?
They are.
Is he breathing?
When you look just from the bars, he's either breathing so lightly that you can't tell, or he's not breathing.
Is there a lock on this door that I can see?
There is a lock, yes.
On my side?
Yes.
So he's locked in from this side.
Get move.
What do you see, Therese?
When I was sneaking through the hallway, did I see any traps? Or did it seem like there were no...
Well, for this, just in the future to let you know, if you're going like into a new room, you want to be like, "Hey, I'm sneaking and I'm searching like the walls for traps or anything."
Yeah.
But no trap has been sprung.
Okay. I will quietly go back over to that room, and I will say, I'll just say it out loud. There's something that looks like Tataka sleeping on a strange bed, perhaps a machine of some kind.
Let's go wake him up.
Well, I think we should... It's unclear if he's frozen like everything else. Skull monster was not frozen.
A skull monster?
There's a skull... Remember the boat? The thing that followed us on that boat?
Yes. There's we one almost
of those.
Died.
Yeah, there's one of those over there.
It's in the room?
It went in the other room now. It opened the door by itself.
Great. What kind of wall was it? Was it a stone wall? Was it a brick wall?
The room looked like this room, kind of.
Hey, Therese, I have a cool idea.
I can get in there.
Oh! This is on me. Sorry. It's just been a lot to keep track of in terms of descriptions. You did see something else, and it's very important.
Oh.
You saw... Not like a decrepit, but an elderly man in a simple, like, kind of white robe, whose eyes were closed and his back was pressed. So if this Tataka is on the left side of the wall, this man is on the right side of the wall, and he's just holding a small golden saucer in his hands like this. But he did not talk. Like I said, his eyes were closed. He was just unassumingly, like, kind of standing against the wall.
Master Willem.
Therese, I have a cool idea.
What is it?
So, if an enemy went into this door, perhaps you could put a dimensional door where he left, so if he tries to come back in, he would instead go through a dimensional door, thereby trapping him into some horrible dimension.
I think what you're referring to, I think, is demiplane.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I do that, I get really tired.
Fine.
I want to save it for...
I suppose I will have to fight the skull then.
Well, it left the room.
It's going to come back, Therese.
Well, what I was thinking is if that's Tataka, I could put one under him and, well, I go over to one of the torches that's frozen.
Yeah.
I want to try to pick it up and move it. And if I can, I want to see if I can drop it.
As soon as you touch the torch...
Oh, no.
The flame begins to move.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
But not. Do I look at the other torches and stuff? Do they move?
No.
Okay.
However, can I have you make another perception check?
Oh.
14.
You aren't sure at this point if this is just paranoia because of the strange situation, or if this is actually happening. But it seems like the cracks that were forming in the wall are forming at an even faster rate.
Ugh.
Okay.
I'm going to go check on Tataka, because I think I can get in there.
Okay, so you're going to go through the hallway?
Yeah.
Well, we should bring Doros first.
Yeah, let's all go. He's asleep.
You...
If it's him.
You saw Tataka?
He's asleep. Or...
How do we get
forming
to him?
Through that door.
What are we wasting time for? Let's go.
Slowly, though.
I can get one other person in there with me.
Slowly.
There's a skull monster. Last time we saw Tataka, he was gigantic.
I've never seen meat walls before in my life.
Right.
Strange messages about Lingua written in blood. In Infernal, by the way.
Right.
Well, let's get our questions answered.
So we're just saying, Doros, this is a weird situation.
I think this might be some kind of a trick. I don't even know if that's actually Tataka.
Octavillion.
Yes.
What about that angel? What if it's serving in Lingua?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, it's a good guy.
He doesn't seem good.
Why not?
I don't know. Hold on. Ben, I'm going to use my super sense to smell good and evil.
Sure.
Are you sniffing? I'll sniff.
I think it uses a spell slot at the time. I'm doing it anyway.
What is the name of that sense?
Divine sense.
Oh, okay.
So sick.
It's a class feature or a spell?
I think it might be a spell. I'll check it out. Right, I think it might be a glass feature as well.
Doesn't detect like good and evil?
Detect good and evil is a spell.
Yeah,
but,
yes.
Dude, maybe we can
but divine
that.
Sense, I think, is your like class thing.
I think you're right.
Divine judgment.
I can use this feature a number of times equal to 1 plus my charisma modifier. So it is limited, but I can do that right now.
Okay, the presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor, and a powerful good rings like a heavenly music in your ears. And so what I'm going to do, this is great. I'm tickled by this. What happens is when you kind of open yourself up to sense what this creature is, you actually do hear loud ringing.
Oh.
But... very quickly, that ringing is almost swallowed by the intense odor. It becomes overwhelming and starts completely masking.
And from the angel.
From the angel, that ringing that you heard.
Samna, it is definitely evil.
I hear it, smell it too. What do we do though? There's a little bit of good in him.
He's been corrupted. The best we can do for him is to slaughter him.
You're right. Divine judgment.
Do we kill something that was good? Is that what Lingua teaches?
Especially not in its sleep. Maybe it can explain itself.
The angel?
Yeah.
Bopper, we're dealing with evil forces here.
That's why we should just go wake Tataka up and get our answers.
Papa, I've never felt a presence so evil. I've never felt a presence this evil.
Yeah, it stinks.
Boys, listen. Really? Yes. We can't even get through that door, all of us.
What?
Before you could tell me you could.
I could teleport one of us and myself
through. I can open the door.
You can open doors?
You hear...
If it's a wall, I can open it.
A rustling that... Is clearly trying to be quiet.
Where's that?
But is making a lot of noise just by the nature of it. And you look, and Doros has grabbed the bars of the door in the hallway, and he's shaking it, trying to see if he can use his strength to rip the door.
Into the Doros room. Sorry, the
Tataka room?
Yeah.
Cool. Follow after him.
I'll go over there, too.
Is it a stone wall?
The steel wall.
So the door itself is made of wood and is reinforced by iron.
Okay.
The walls around you are stone on the outside, and then they have
goo
a muscly
on the inside,
layer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try... Wait, okay. So is it, like, walls on the side and then just the door to get
pretty
in?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there's like, stone on the top and bottom, but the actual wall that you are facing, that is a door.
Okay.
It pretty much takes up the entire
wall.
We can just have Move pick the lock.
Yeah, I guess we can just do that.
Doros! Shh! Doros!
We'll have Move pick the lock.
Hey, like I said to you guys before, if this goes bad, I've only got two of these lock picks. I don't know how many doors there are.
Okay, we'll reimburse you. Just pick them.
No, I mean... I'm Move. Running out of options.
So greedy, Move.
No, Pelvin. How's that about the money?
I'm very wealthy, don't worry.
Pelvin, can't you inspire him? What did you learn at that stupid school of yours?
If you're referring to bardic inspiration, of course I can.
Well, then inspire him to pick the lock right.
Fine. Move, we believe in you. For your locking abilities... We have true feelings of your success. You have my best intentions.
What grades did you get in class? That didn't rhyme very well.
So it is the song, the improvised song, landed a little bit awkwardly to most of you, but Moof actually ends up taking a knee and clutching his chest and going,
damn.
I've never had anybody sing for me before. This is kind of a special moment for me.
Nice.
I'm going to pick this lock. Does bardic inspiration apply to, so this would be a dexterity.
It's for skill checks too, right?
Yeah, it's like any check. Okay. You get a D6 onto it.
A D6 onto it? Okay.
Yeah.
At his level, yeah.
I shit you not, I rolled it with a different die, but that was a 1.
Oh, come on, Moof! You fool!
Now, Palvin.
You hear a snap.
He has one more try. Don't worry, Moof, you can do it.
Try again.
I'm really worried that now that you sung for me and all, I'm just going to let you down.
Here we go again. Moof, we believe in you. And all of the other things that you can do with this pick. I can see you're so slick, genuinely.
That was a better
song.
Yeah, it was slightly longer. Maybe it'll help.
Wait, how many picks do you have?
Last one.
By the way, I can only do that 2 more times.
Hey, I could have put them in the multiplication bag.
I think Birdcough so liked that one.
I gotta be honest with you, I really miss Birdcough. We kinda came to an understanding together.
Birdcough's eating peanuts somewhere in the alternate universe.
Just feeling great.
Yeah, just in some circus tent.
Yes.
You're always talking about Birdcough.
Peanut.
Okay, so that was a 4. I'm gonna roll a D6.
Could still get a 6 here.
I did get a 6.
Oh.
That's a 10.
I shouldn't have rolled that because even with the 6, it's not
enough.
Oh, okay.
You hear another snap.
Well.
Is the door's made of wood, you said?
The wood and iron. So like.
Wood and iron?
Yeah, it's reinforced by iron. The lock is iron.
Flame breath.
You said there's a stone above the door, though?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot you have like cool stone molding abilities.
Yeah, you got the stone
mold. Stone mold.
Yeah, I guess I'll just make a hole in the above the door. We can like send move through, maybe unlock.
Where I can make a hole.
I see. So the way that you're thinking of using this is like just creating like a hole, a tunnel above, and just pushing somebody through.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like here where you could actually also like just move it around the frame.
Yeah.
Like just like 3 inches around the door frame, and the door would just like fall forward or backward.
Is it? But I thought it was like fully. Oh yeah, I guess
it's
that would
stone
work.
On every side.
Yeah,
the walls
yeah.
are stone.
Okay.
I like this idea. Just to get the specifics of it, what is the name of the spell?
Stone shape.
Okay.
Stone.
278.
Shape. Yeah, make the door stone fall shape. Out. Don't just make
shape.
A
shape. Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It could be like.
Cool. As long as it is no more than 5 feet. Mm. In any dimension, though, I think that might be bigger too much.
Well, just
where's the top?
The hinges of a door, you know,
yeah.
are within 5 feet
hinge.
On a stone wall.
Just stand out of the way of the door.
Just move the stone out of the way of the hinges.
Move.
Does it say anything about meat walls, though?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making
walls.
Sure.
You touch a stone object of medium size or smaller.
For example, you could shape a large rock into a or make a small passage through a wall.
Sure. Oh, there you go. As long as the wall is less than 5 feet thick, which it totally is. And the shaping, I think, would affect the material underneath anyway, so that's fine. Okay.
Sweet.
You can change it 5 feet in any dimension. So yeah, you could make the hinges fall off.
You can totally do this, and this is a good way of getting around this particular obstacle. But the downside to this, I feel like, is since you are shaping stone, you are literally shifting it, that it, like, I can envision the stone grinding together and making a considerable amount of noise.
Yeah. He already dropped a chunk and made a big bonk.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm a noisy fella.
We're past that.
Okay. So you're
in the end
to
game.
Accept that, that trade-off.
Paladin is screaming at Moof.
Yep, comes to school.
Okay, so sorry.
I heard you.
I was reading up on it. Did you decide if you were going to make a tunnel above or if you were going to open
the wall.
Up the sides?
Yeah.
The sides?
The sides, yeah.
Okay, so you...
And I'm ready to catch the door as well when it falls. Either way, I'm ready to grab it, the metal bar, if it goes that way, or to catch it if it comes at us.
So you kind of slice a little pocket on the side, and it's large enough for you to slip through, but it's small enough that the door actually manages to stay in place. Like, there's enough that it's attached to that it is still rooted
cool.
in its original
position. Cool.
Even better.
We're in.
So, because it's only, like, this 5-foot pocket that you've opened up, you will have to go through one at a time.
Okay.
So who is going into this new area first?
I'll go in first.
Nice.
Wait. I'm invisible. I'll go.
Who said that?
Is that a ghost? I'll go. It's me. It's Therese.
Dordos, please be patient with us.
I'll go into the room.
Okay.
Still invisible.
Can I actually have you make another stealth check?
Don't botch it.
It's pretty good. 9 plus 7, 16.
Okay. So, you crawl, you kind of go through this little...
Wait, foresight. Do I have advantage on that? Let me check. I don't remember if it applies to this.
Doros, do you recognize this man? This old man?
Where the hell are you, foresight?
I'm not even sure that is a man. Something is clearly wrong with him. It's almost like... He's some sort of decoration in this room.
I have advantage on ability checks and saving throws.
Ooh.
Oh, take that advantage.
Oh, a little better.
18.
Okay. So, Therese, you creep into the room, and just a couple of short seconds pass, and when you fully get into the room, you kind of crouch and you kind of slowly crawl into the room. And once your body fully gets in the room and you are separated from your allies, you notice that the door at the other end starts creaking open.
The skull door?
Skull door.
Yeah.
I freeze.
Okay.
I don't remember if that thing has true sight or not.
The door opens fully, and the smoke comes in first. It starts coming in through the cracks, and the door opens wider, and the skull comes in.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
It is Horrid. 10 feet away from you.
It sniffs.
And it's just staring blankly forward above your current position, and then its jewel eyes dart downward, and it's staring directly at you.
Oh, my God.
As if it can sense you perfectly. Will Therese be safe?
Oh, no. I had a crazy idea.
Eldritch Blast.
Save it.
No.
What the hell is going on in this place?
Yeah.
Find out next time.
Oh, man.
On Tabletop Escapades.